But we begin today, Chris, with some more visitors that are in town from all across the country. And I was blown away a few minutes ago before we went on the air. We have the folks here in town from NOBACHE. That's an acronym which stands for the National Organization of Black Chemists and Chemical Engineers. Now, some of y'all think that chemists and chemical engineers are the people that invented Frankenstein. You know, you put all them chemicals in Frankenstein, you know, the Frankenstein movies. But did you know, what's that, that product they advertise on TV, the Quicker Picker Upper? What they call the thing? Is that bouncy, whatever? Swiffer. The Swiffer thing. Yeah, the Quicker Picker Up. A brother invented, some folk of color invented that. That's what chemists do. They come up with formulas and they invent stuff to help you out. And from the National Association, from NOBACHE, in the house, in the studio with me is Talitha Hampton. She is the executive vice president. And on our live line is it Shireen O'Bear? My goodness.
Yes, it is.
I got that right. She's also with the, hi, ladies. How are you? Chemist.
I'm doing well.
I got Sister Chemist in the house. Welcome. So what brings your 40th annual national meeting here to the Circle City, here to Indianapolis?
Well, we're happy to be here. We have our annual meeting every year, and this is the 40th time that we've done this. And we were in Indy about 12 years ago, I think, and we were excited to come back. The JW Marriott was a hole in the ground, and we were just looking at it, and we thought we'd try to bring some business to the city.
You know, I'm talking to two lovely, one by phone, but I know they're lovely, and the one here in the studio. People who are listening don't think that sisters, that women are chemists. Are women growing in the field of chemistry and chemical engineering?
I believe women are growing. Some of the challenges sometimes that we see is that we don't always see sisters who look like us in the laboratory or in the classroom. And sometimes a lab coat is not that stylish. But we actually are growing and our numbers are increasing. When you look at some NSF data, the numbers for females graduating with degrees in STEM, particularly chemistry and chemical engineering, the numbers are rising steadily over the past 5 years.
Shireen, what is NOBACHE doing to try to encourage more of our kids, more African-American young girls and boys, to understand that science is hip, math is hip, and maybe more importantly, making sure their parents and grandparents understand that, okay, so you may not have done well in science and math, but your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, they could knock it out of the park.
NOBACHE has for a couple of years now, through a lot of their local and regional chapters, have worked really hard to try to organize different types of programs for students and to really try to get parents involved. We're really excited this weekend here in Indianapolis. We have a STEM weekend. Now, STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics. And what we're trying to do is to try to get kids, K through 12 students, involved as well as teachers. We also have a teacher workshop that will be held at the JW Marriott over the weekend. What we're hoping to do is we have a lot of hands-on activities for students to be able to come in and to try to experience what chemistry is really like. We also have a competition program for middle and high school students, and we typically do this on the regional level, and we're really excited to be bringing it up to the national level here in Indianapolis. We're going to be having a science fair. Now, the science fair is a poster competition in which students will present an individual completed research project. The students usually participate throughout the year in research projects, either through working with their school teachers, while others have opportunities to work with professors in universities within their local areas. So what NOBACHE does is, you know, try to encourage students to find teachers that can help them participate in science at an early age, you know, keeping that sort of magic alive. We also try to network and help them find professors where they can actually go to universities and gain that experience at an early age. At the conference, we're also having a Science Bowl competition. The Science Bowl is really exciting. It's an event in which students compete as teams. Typically, about four players will compete against other teams, and it's a double elimination quiz bowl. So they ask questions in chemistry, physics, biology. But what's really interesting and makes this competition unique is we also try to get our students to learn about questions about African-American inventors, scientists, and engineers, so they can know a little bit of the history of where that came from and to try to inspire them.
You know, go ahead.
So we try to do this on a local and regional level throughout the year, inspiring our students, and then we try to bring it to the national level once a year. And we have this year almost 200 participants in our STEM weekend that are going to be coming to the JWM area. So we really encourage people from the local area to stop by and participate in this hands-on activities. I think it will be a lot of fun for the kids.
239-1310, 239-1310. Saps News with Amos. We are talking with the folks from Nobuche. Talitha Hampton is vice president of Nobuche. Shireen Aubert is a board member at large. You're at Western Michigan University?
I am. Yes.
Are you the head chemist up there?
I am. Working on that, yep.
Your work. Hey, I can promote you on the spot. You know?
You're good to have around then.
You know, one of the things is letting kids know, make chemistry and chemical engineering contemporary, and we kind of led that in the introduction to you guys. How important is it, and what is Nobuche doing, Talitha, to maybe get information to schools and to parents and to grandparents and let them know that maybe the products that they see at Meijer or Walmart or Walgreens or CVS were products that black chemists and black chemical engineers created?
So great question. As a part of our 2014 initiative, the vice president and the president, we are looking to put together short children's pamphlets and a book style that's available for download, or it'll be available for to order at no cost for schools and institutions, that summarize some of the more contemporary elements of chemistry and chemical engineering. So we do have some contributions that go far back. You know, many students are familiar with Booker T. Washington, but when you fast forward a little further, some people are surprised to learn that the inventor of the Super Soaker was African-American, you know, Lonnie Johnson.
The Super Soaker. A brother invented the Super Soaker. Boy, look at all the stuff. I'm going to be ready for Black History Month this year. I'm going to be ready for February. But it's those kind of things that could get somebody turned out. How important is it for the both of you to answer, because I got a lot of parents and grandparents listening. How important is it to encourage curiosity among children, particularly young, not dangerous curiosity, but just basic curiosity? You know, don't necessarily slap a kid's hand if they're trying to explore and be curious about something that's not life-threatening to them, but to encourage that curiosity. How critical is that?
I think it's extremely critical. This is Talitha. Mm-hmm. Joe Francisco, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's at Purdue University, and he was a previous president of Nobuche and of the American Chemical Society, and has been recently inducted into the National Academy of Science. And that's the highest scientific honor that a person in a particular industry can receive. Uh-huh. And he told a story yesterday at our conference. He said that he had a passion for science and an interest in it, and he was going around the house kind of blowing stuff up by accident. And his parents didn't want to, you know, dissuade him from that. But they created a little place outside in the backyard and said, this is where you work. And they let him kind of play around with stuff and do things. And, you know, little did they know that their son would eventually, you know, get one of the highest. It's a couple steps short of the Nobel Prize. Mm-hmm. And I have no doubt that he's capable of finishing that route. So I think it's very important to spark that interest and to cultivate it. And to even find it in the small things like baking a cake and frying an egg. There's so much chemistry and there's so much science in the little things, making Jell-O.
Shireen, the story that exploded on the internet earlier this year, the young African-American girl down in Florida, I can't remember what she was mixing in her school playground before school started, and they charged her with a crime, and they were going to expel her and put her in jail, and scientists literally from all over the world rallied to her cause. That's what a scientist does. And I was going to ask, is Nobuche, have y'all recognized that young lady, honored her, encouraged her?
It's something that that we've had discussions on, and we definitely are working on reaching out to her and her family.
Mm-hmm.
But just to follow up on, the whole idea of encouraging young kids in science and parents, I think it's really it's becoming more and more critical each day. The funding for us in the United States to be able to continue doing good research is limited. And you see a lot of countries from all over the world, doing some really good work. It's important that we in our schools are working toward making sure that our students are doing well in math, doing well in the sciences. Otherwise, all this technology is going to go far away, and we're going to lose our leadership position in the world as scientists and as leaders. A lot of foreign students that used to come, we see this at the university level. We get a lot of students from other countries that will come in and get their education, and now they're being forced to go back. So it's like we're training a bunch of students to go far away rather than retaining them in the U.S. to help establish all this technology. It's important when you get sick and you go to the hospital and you're talking to a doctor about the different types of medication, that you really do have a good understanding of what does that mean and how that could affect you or help you get better. So that's why it's so important to be able to educate our young kids on the importance of science and to gauge that curiosity, to make sure that they grow it, because there's so much that needs, so many world problems that need to be solved, and I think science will, is the answer to that. So very important that parents, teachers understand how important and critical it is within the 21st century that we continue making advances in this area.
Now, I need to let everybody know, between now and 4 o'clock today, if there are people listening who have a background or education in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, or you're a student, particularly a junior or a senior in college, that have that aptitude with science, technology, engineering, and math, there is a free career fair going on right now until 4 o'clock down at the JW Marriott. Y'all know where the JW is by now, West Street and Washington Street downtown. Resumes accepted, on-site interviews, not online interviews. On-site interviews.
Right.
This is serious business, so you got to quickly take a shower and dress to impress. Bring the Easter outfit. And the exhibitors include GlaxoSmithKline, Johns Hopkins, Colgate, Bayer, 3M, L'Oreal, Procter & Gamble, the S.C. Johnson, the Family Company, University of California, all the way from out in Davis, California, University. Where's Purdue? Y'all got everybody listed here. I don't see Purdue here, guys. Is Purdue there?
They're in the addendum.
They're in the addendum.
Yes.
Because I was going to call the president of Purdue and say, what, you don't want any black chemists and chemical engineers on the faculty up there? And the other thing is that's today. That's going on right now until 4 o'clock. And then on Friday, you guys are honoring four individuals. Dr. Warren Washington, National Medal of Science recipient. That means he knows what he's doing in science. Dr. Jeanette Brown, of the American Chemical Society Fellow and Eminent Scholar. Dr. William Heath, Vice President for Global Manufacturing at Lilly. And our own Dr. Eugene White, the Interim President of Martin University, former Superintendent of IPS. How did Dr. White hang with all those great chemists?
Well, Dr. White has been a strong supporter of NovaShade this past year, and we really want to continue to grow the relationship that we have with his university and really make those connections. You know, NovaShade has a saying that we want to get people from the classroom to the boardroom, from homeroom to boardroom. And he's a part of that, and Martin University is a part of that transition, getting students to his university because they're doing some excellent work there. So we wanted to recognize the effort that he has put in to help to bridge that gap.
And on Saturday, there's a science bowl, there's a science fair, there's a teacher's workshop, and there's something also called Step Up to Science. All of that is at the JW Marriott. You can go to the website of NovaShade. I'm going to have to spell that for everybody because it's not the easiest thing in the world. It is www.nobcche.org. www.nobcche.org. Shireen O'Bear, I got to ask you, what inspired you to get into the chemical profession?
That's an interesting question. As a young girl growing up, used to love to go into the kitchen and just mix stuff up, go to the bathroom, mix stuff up. And it was interesting. Nobody in my family had a background in science, and they just didn't understand what was wrong with me. But the good thing is they were very supportive. Whenever I went to a bookstore and picked a science book, they would let me read about it and purchase it. And they were very supportive, but when it was time to go to college, they just didn't understand, you know, you're going to go into chemistry and, you know, what do you do as a chemist? Nobody understood that. I decided to still follow, you know, my dream and go into chemistry, and I'm glad I did it. A lot of it was the curiosity and the good teachers that I had were very inspiring, and allowed me to sort of do what I wanted. So, got to thank my family for their support and just letting me do what they felt I was good at. So that was sort of my story.
The same question to Letha Hampton.
So I have a similar story, although my father is actually a chemist, and I grew up kind of around science. And when I was young, I used to like to start these little businesses. So I was CEO of a couch cushion fort building company. I used to iron shirts. I used to do all these things. And one day I started this business called Tally's Potions Perfumes. Mm-hmm. And I would just take all the things in the house that I thought that smelled good, and I'd mix them up in these old perfume bottles that my mom had from her great aunt. And I would, you know, kind of take them to my mom and to my aunts and grandparents, like, oh, you know, I made this for you. And they would, you know, spray it away from them. It's like, oh, thank you, sweetheart. But I'm sure they smelled terrible. Mm-hmm. But just the act of mixing things and, you know, being involved with the science and the business of the science, right, really, you know, got me.
All right. NovaShade, they are in town from now until the 6th. How many delegates are here? How many folks?
We've got about 300 people.
300.
About 300 people registered. And I just want to put in a little plug. We are arranging a tour of Marion University Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if they have questions, we also have an 800 number. If you want your high school student to have a tour, there'll be presentations from the
school. 800 number?
The 800 number is 1-800-776-1419.
And 1419, and that's for high school students interested in STEM, science, and technology, engineering, and math. 1-800-776-1419. 1-800-776-1419. 1-800-776-1419. And chemists and chemical engineers, they are not paid the minimum wage. They make a good living.
We do.
Which they do. No joke. Which means this will help our tax problems. Because, see, when chemists get together, they're not laid back. I mean, because you're talking about people that when they were young, they were mixing stuff together, didn't know what they was doing, just trying to see what would happen. So we know they're having a great time. Spend lots of money. Enjoy yourselves here in our community. Shireen O'Bear, board member, and Talitha Hampton, executive vice president of NovaShade, National Organization of Black Chemists and Chemical Engineers. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad
Thank
to have you.
Thank you for having us.
Having us.